You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
What else can we stay home circuit breakers order in or take away with just a budget of $20 and enough to feed four people? Da Jie Niang Tofu and Hainan Chicken Rice is worth a try. No prizes for guessing what they specialize in, but what's unique is their food is halal. For a family with different tastes, I'd say go for their Yong Tau Fu. For a minimum order of 5 pieces at 80 cents each, you get a massive variety of ingredients to choose from within their refrigerated display. Whether you love deep-fried goodies like wonton, chicken nuggets, yam rolls and prawn wrapped in potato, or tofu stuffed with fish paste, fish balls and bean curd skin, or veggies like eggplant, lady's finger, bitter gourd, Chinese cabbage, xiao bai chai, gang gong, as well as instant noodles, chewy glass noodles, and so much more. Best of all, everything I mentioned comes in 6 different flavors, including tom yum and their healthier soup option. But I chose to try, first of all, their original Hakka style. Instead of using minced pork as a stuffing, they use chicken, and your chosen items are smothered in a starchy, savory, sweet sauce thick with the flavor of taochio or fermented bean paste. This comes with lots of soup on the side, full of the clean, sweet taste of soya beans. A highlight for me was the chili sauce, which gives a hint of heat and a great vinegary tang that seems to come from tiny chopped bits of pickled vegetables inside. They also provided lots of the ubiquitous sweet brown Yong Tau Fu dipping sauce. I also ordered the laksa version with fish paste stuffed tau pok, steamed tofu, eggplant, bitter gourd, fish ball, and thick bee hoon. The gravy was very lemak, rich in coconut milk with a pleasant warmth and the sweet umami flavor of dried shrimp. It was even better, by the way, the next day after the bee hoon had absorbed all that tasty gravy. For those missing steamboat, their mala soup is a good option. Choose your level of spiciness. I went for the spiciest, and indeed it hit me with its heat. The soup had lots of dried chili chard from their wok, numbing Sichuan peppercorns and fresh coriander in it, but thankfully it wasn't too oily. As for my fourth choice, the ampang yong tau fu was drenched in a dark brown sweet and sour sauce that had a deeper, richer, more smoky flavor than the original. It was mildly spicy and very garlicky, and I can imagine it would go really well with hot steamed rice. But I'm trying to cut down on carbs, so with the exception of the laksa bee hoon, I stuck to just 5 pieces of tofu or veggies with the soup or the sauce. Ultimately, was Da Jie's the best I've ever had? No, but it's really decent. Does it hit the spot? Absolutely. Da Jie dishes out Yong Tau Fu that's comforting and satisfying. You'll get great variety that's reasonably priced and feeds 4 for less than $20. And they also have other local favorites like poached and roasted chicken rice, kampong fried rice, and wok fried mala xiang guo, all halal and available via the main food delivery apps. You'll find Da Jie Niang Tofu at Block 354, Clementi Avenue 2, Unit 01-253. Open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. But they also have an outlet in Bukit Batok Street 31.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Listen app.